insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. Dear listeners, now let's listen to 176th up to 180th verses of this chapter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
كذب أصحاب الأيكة المرسلين.
The companions of the thicket denied the messengers.
إذ قال لهم شعيب ألا تتقون.
When Shu'aib said to them, will you not fear Allah?
إني لكم رسول أمين.
Indeed, I am to you a trustworthy messenger.
فاتقوا الله وأطيعون.
So fear Allah and obey me.
وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين.
And I do not ask you for it any payment. My payment is only from the Lord of the worlds.
كذب أصحاب الأيكة المرسلين إذ قال لهم شعيب ألا تتقون. The dwellers of the forest belied the messengers when Shu'aib said to them, will you not fear Allah? إني لكم رسول أمين فاتقوا الله وأطيعون وما أسألكم عليه من أجر إن أجري إلا على رب العالمين. Verily, I am unto you a trustworthy messenger. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Then be in awe of Allah and obey me, and I do not ask you any recompense for it. My recompense is only from the Lord of the worlds. Now, this is the 10th section of this very chapter. And this is the 7th and the last story of the stories of the prophets mentioned in this surah. This is the story of Shu'aib's mission to the dwellers of the forest, Ashabul Ayka. This story is about Prophet Shu'aib and his disobedient people. This great prophet lived in a land called Madian and Ayka. One other verse of the Holy Quran, like the 70th verse of chapter Hijr, indicates that Ayka had been located in the way of those people who used to go from Mecca and Medina towards Syria. The word Ayka itself means a forest, and Ashabul Ayka means the dwellers of the forest, which are the people of Shu'aib. So the first verse says, كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The dwellers of the forest belied the messengers. They belied not only Shu'aib, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, the prophet who was divinely appointed for them, but also all other prophets. You may remember the reason, because they said the same thing which from the viewpoint of unity and call, or in principle, they had believed in no religion from among the divine religions. And about the Arabic word Aika, we explained. It originally means a place with a condensed trees, but it is usually called forest. The land which was near Midian, because of having enough water and many trees, was named Aika. The frame of references shows that these people had a welfare life with abundant wealth, and perhaps it was for the same reason that they were in full pride and negligence. Most of the time, welfare, wealth, an abundance of wealth is the reason of pride and negligence.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In
this
series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
Then the Holy Quran explains this concise meaning about these people and says, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبُ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. When Shu'aib said to them, "Will you not fear Allah?" In fact, the call of Shu'aib ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam began from the same point of ideology that other prophets had begun. This call was an invitation to piety and being in awe of Allah, which the source of all programs of rectification and ethical and social changes. It is important to note that in this story, the phrase "their brother," which was used in the stories of Salih, Hud, Nuh, and Lut, has not been applied here. In other stories, we had إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ لُوطٌ, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ صَالِحٌ, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ. But in this case, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ. The word أَخُوهُمْ is not repeated here. This may be for the fact that شُعَيْبٌ was originally from Midian, and he was relative only with the people of that place, not with the people of Aika. And he had a state of anonymity among the group of people he was living in. That's why the word أخوهم might be not repeated. This could be the reason. That is why when in chapter Hud, the Quran refers to only Midian, this phrase is used where it says, "And to the people of Midian, their brother Shu'aib." Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wahabun latifun tawwabun salam. لا إله إلا هو